You look kind of familiar.
Hi, I'm David Bowling.
Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien.
Good night. We just shook hands.
We've not seen one another in, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of busy, Jim.
Yeah, it's been busy for both of us.
You know, with the storms and some travel and vacation.
Absolutely.
And but
just things happen unexpected. Yeah, yeah. But
are you guys back to normal out there?
We're about to get back to
Joe's
normal.
Creek?
But we had some tiles and some, you know, structure damage and all that, but we didn't have near the damage that the people we drive by to get out there.
You know, Jim, I read the newspaper and saw the destruction, and Nick and I drove out through there the other night. We want to give plenty of time to, and
absolutely,
it's worse than
the pictures could even.
It's
imagine.
Worse than you can even.
That's
picture.
It.
And how's it look now? I know you go out through there to the farm every day.
It looks better, but they've got a long way to go. I mean, them people out there are going to be affected for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, this community's really come together, though.
Well, they have, and you know, even the churches and people outside this community. It's amazing at the people that's been out through there helping.
Yeah.
Just stopping volunteers to help them clean up, bringing food, bringing water. I mean, they're doing everything that people out there needed done, but just didn't want to have to ask.
Exactly. I think, you know, I believe in my heart of hearts that we live in a God-fearing community.
Absolutely.
And thank God for that.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of God-fearing people that lives away from here that we've seen that come in to help.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And that still sends hope out for everyone.
Exactly.
There's
all
there
the
like
churches
that.
Come together. And
absolutely.
This is going to...
The benefits, as a matter of fact, you've got a benefit...
Well, I don't.
No,
there's
going to
be a big benefit.
Yeah, that's why I was talking about a bluegrass
Johnson
coming up.
Central High School coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yes.
But that'll be a good thing. Now, that's going to the flood victims.
Yes.
And the concert they had over at Central, who was that?
Sunday Best.
Somebody told me they raised right around $50,000.
Absolutely.
Amazing. But, you know, with what I saw, that's great. But it's a lot more damage and a lot more needs. But, you know, we need to pray for the ones that lost loved ones, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing, people has lost stuff that can never be replaced. I mean, you imagine pictures and, you know, stuff of your kids, grandkids, your grandparents that you'll never be able to see again.
Or folks that lost homes that
absolutely.
Flood insurance, they didn't have it flood insurance, and their insurance won't cover it. They're starting all over again.
Most of them, all they have is their clothes that they had on.
But we want you to know that we're still praying for you here.
Absolutely. And the community is, too.
And I know all the churches are lending a hand. We still got our mission rescue open. I think it's going to be open all week this week. And then we're going to scale back to a couple days a week. Yeah, and Rick Bittico is heading up some teams to put some buildings out for storage.
If anybody's lost their house and lost everything and they need a storage building.
Yeah, I don't know how many he's got left.
I don't either.
But you can contact the church and see the status.
And see what's going on with that, absolutely.
And we lost a good friend this last week, Gary.
Gary Fenton, absolutely.
I'll tell you, I really thought, I know you liked him. He was a great man.
He was.
And a young man, 62 years old.
That's hard to believe.
Our hearts go out to that family.
I
went up for the visitation at the church and... you know, George introduced me to him he'd been a sponsor a long time, but I got to really know Gary when George started dragging me to the car shows.
Yes.
And I got to where I'd go in there to see those folks, and Gary being there, and we just talked forever. I love talking to him. He's one of the easiest men I've ever spoke to. So, well, I guess we better get to work.
We sure have.
Our hearts go out to the Fannins, though.
Absolutely.
They lost a true, but he's got a reward in heaven.
Amen.
No doubt about it.
We all got that if we look for it.
That's exactly right. Let's start off with a band. I was listening to a band called Blue Ridge in the car the other day, and what great music they have. Let's hear a cut from them right now.
Wanna sing with the angel band? Can't you hear him calling his children? Your time is coming. Don't you wanna go? Ain't you tired of living that same old way? Heartache had some trouble day after day. Open up your heart now, let him cleanse your soul. You better get ready if you want to go. Don't you want to go there? Don't you want to see him? Don't you want to see with the angel band? Can't you hear him calling, calling his children? Your time is coming, don't you want to go? Hear him calling, calling his children. Your time is coming, don't you want to go? Hear him calling, calling his children. Your time is coming, don't you want to go? Your time is coming, don't you want to go?
Cut, Jerry.
That is a great cut, Dave.
That is a great band right there.
Where are they from?
I don't know, but I was listening
they
to
They sound good,
the
don't they?
Day. And they really impressed me.
Absolutely.
They really did.
That's a good group.
Hey, I understand Philip was affected by the flood.
Philip was.
Eaton Hardware.
Philip, he lost, I know, his mechanic's truck, and he lost, quite a bit of stuff. It got in his basement, and they're having to do a lot of work on their house.
I'm sure they are. Well, let's talk about Phillips real
let's
quick.
Let's do that.
You know, and I haven't talked to Philip because he's been in.
I was out there yesterday.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. Talked to Paula. And there's, a lot of people, I know, me included, I had a, weed eater and chainsaw and stuff. That water got in a building out there I'd never been in before.
Right.
And, if you got anything that needs repaired, I took mine out there, and in 3 days he had it fixed.
Yeah. He does small engine repair out
he
there.
He does.
And I bet you, if you need anything to help with the floods, I bet you he'd give you a good price on it.
Yes.
That's the way he is.
There was people out there yesterday getting tile and stuff that was having replaced. They were busy yesterday trying to help flood victims.
And I guarantee he's trying his best to get them the best possible deal he can for them, because that's how Phillip's made.
He sure is.
Now, if you've been in this flood and need some materials like tile and plumbing or whatever,
absolutely,
Phillip's the place to go, because he will work with you, I'm sure.
He will work
Not
with
a
you.
Doubt in my mind about that man.
Yep.
And he's got anything you need in that line. He's got a full hardware store out there, Jim.
Got electrical, plumbing, like you're talking
about. Anything you need if you've been. And like I say again, he hasn't said a word to me, but I know that man good enough that he'll give you the best deal possible.
Absolutely.
He's already very, very, very competitive with these big chain stores, and a lot of times beat their prices.
Well, there's two people out there yesterday looking at chainsaws.
Yeah.
So that tells you that.
Exactly. All this wood to be
cut.
And Jim, he showed me out there on those echoes. You can just half pull them.
They take off.
I didn't believe it. I said, you're Philip, you're blowing smoke at me. And he did it. A half a pull.
They're making them for, to where women can use
them.
Well,
wives can wear them.
You
Thanks, said
Philip.
That. I did not.
You backed me on it.
That's right. That's exactly right. No. But anyway, let's get out of trouble here.
Let's change the subject.
As they said, an old brother, we're in a tight spot here.
We're in a tight spot. Let's get out of it.
And he's got anything you need. He's got the fishing hole too.
That's
man,
right.
That is one of the best tackle shops I've seen, Jim. He sells fishing license over there. He's got marine batteries over there, and from what I hear, they're hard to find.
They are hard.
He's
to find.
Got the good Powell fishing rods.
And all the bait.
Have you heard about the Powell? Are you a fisherman, sir? Those are the real deal, aren't they?
And all their baits is from Bass Pro.
Yeah.
They order.
They got anything
there.
You need.
They
life
sure
jackets over there, just any bait, anything you need to go
they
fishing.
They make keys. If you need a key made out of that, because they were making keys out there yesterday.
Exactly. And just anything you need. And you know the nice thing about Phillips Heating Hardware is that if you got a problem, let's say you've got some plumbing work to do from the flood and you're not real handy, he can tell you what you need to fix it.
He can give you what you need.
And know what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
You go to some of these places.
I just throw anything out there. Try this and try that.
They don't know what's going on. You know more, when you know more about it than they do, that's pretty bad. That's our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware. Don't forget the U-Haul rental.
That's true.
Tank exchange and all that on the Paintsville Lake Road right across from our good friend at Conley Tire. Well, I've been out of town this week, and I've been eating a lot of McDonald's.
But yeah, I have, too.
Mm-mm.
Them value packs you can get over there feed the whole family.
You know, I'm still on that deluxe.
Deluxe.
Mom made us a big deluxe hamburger to take to the drive-in theater.
Uh-huh.
I know these kids don't know what that is.
You think that might have been where this come from?
And it tastes just
possibly
like Mom's. But McDonald's has 13 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, they give so much back to the community and the school system in each community they serve. So they do a great job.
That's money that's well needed.
Oh, you better know it.
Right now.
Great food, great prices. Iced tea is on fire right now.
Well, so many different flavors. Used to, you got one flavor. In that
now,
potato.
I heard Lindsay talking the other day. What's her favorite flavor?
You know, I don't. She got so many of mine. She tried different ones.
I think
ones.
It was the peach.
I believe you're right.
I think it was the peach.
She
see,
likes
I
the
listen
peach.
To you,
you
when I'm gone. You know.
Well, she likes
you heard the saying, the cat's away, the mice play.
That's absolutely.
I keep an eye on you, Jim Bob.
Well, you need to. I appreciate that's why I bring Lindsay.
Yeah. Let's hear a good word from McDonald's, and we'll be right back.
This summer, McDonald's is getting together our classics. Grab a juicy double cheeseburger or 10 crispy chicken McNuggets with small fries for $2.50. That's two Mickey D's classics and fries for just $2.50. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
This is your 11 reminder to try McDonald's new pulled pork sandwich from August 6th through August 8th. You'll receive free large fries with the purchase of a new pulled pork sandwich. Enjoy smoked pulled pork and tangy barbecue sauce topped with creamy, crunchy slaw while you can because it won't be around these parts for long. So stop by McDonald's this Thursday through Saturday for free large fries with a pulled pork sandwich purchase. I'm loving it. Offer valid at participating McDonald's. See store for details.
I can hear my mama praying way up in the night, asking for the good Lord to show me the light. How the devil had me bound and would not let go. She spent her last days on this earth pleading for my soul. I can still recall my daddy, the look upon his face, how the hurt showed in his eyes each time I went astray. He told me about Jesus, but I still rebelled. He left this old world thinking that I was bound for hell. Won't they be surprised to see me standing by the Father? And won't they be surprised to know I gave my life to Him? His amazing grace washed my sins away. I was blind,
but now I see I can hardly wait to see their smiling face. Won't they be surprised to see me? I can hear the joyful ringing of them calling out my name when they see that all the prayers for me were not in vain. The good Lord always listens and watches from above. It won't be long, we'll be together forever in His love. Won't they be surprised to see me standing by the Father? And won't they be surprised to know I gave my life to Him? His amazing grace washed my sins away. I was blind, but now I see. I can hardly wait to see their smiling face. Won't they be surprised to see me? I can hardly wait to pass those pearly gates. They'll be so surprised to see me.
There's a good song that just sent out. We've got a guest in here we want to introduce, and I say guest, but it's Jimmy Guest, and he's got a fund going for the, it's called the Flood Funding for Johnson County Churches. And they're trying to help a lot. There's three churches, wasn't it, Jimmy, out through there that was hit. One of them, they've completely demolished it and going to build from scratch. But we'll turn it over to Jimmy and let him kind of go over this and explain it to everyone what's going on.
Okay, my name, I'm Elder Jimmy Guest. I'm from the Walnut Grove Primitive Baptist Church over in Morgan County. Came preached this morning, came preached on Terry Dean's little story, which I think is amazing. But anyway, we came up, actually it came up on me that, and I'll read the flyer, and then I'll explain it. It's on July 13th, 2015, a flash flood hit Flat Gap in Johnson County, Kentucky, taking lives, homes, vehicles, and most everything the flood victims owned. Also damaged or destroyed were local churches. Not only did people suffer great personal loss, but in some cases lost their spiritual home also. We are asking everyone for your contribution and donation to the flood funding for Johnson County churches to help repair or rebuild churches. Our brothers and sisters are overwhelmed with where and what to do first to begin rebuilding from the disaster. Please lighten the load and donate to flood funding for Johnson County churches. In Galatians 6:2, it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. It says, please make donations at BB&T, any BB&T, any BB&T year-round. Address here is BB&T, 800 North Mayo Trail, Paintsville, Kentucky, 41240, or any BB&T bank, as I said. Name of the account is Flood Funding for Johnson County Churches. If you have any questions, you can call me at 606-789-4725. And better number is probably my cell phone at 859-494-7832. Jim, I don't know if people realize in this day and time how much it costs to build a building, because we fall under, we have to have a engineer to draw up a plan.
Absolutely.
You have to have an engineer to draw up the plan for electrical and plumbing. You have to, and now this church will probably have to have sprinkler system in it, which is an added expense. You all know as well as anybody how it is to build. You're all getting ready to do some building yourself.
That's true.
I told you earlier, I think that this is not a denominational flood.
No.
You know, it got the just and the unjust, as the Bible says it will do.
Amen.
But, and I'm, like I said, I'm not associated with these churches. I know the pastor at one of them, and has met and have met.
What can you tell them the names of the three churches? Or have you already mentioned that?
Well, I'll just say it's Red Bush out on 172. And the one we found yesterday was Pleasant Valley that we did not know about.
Yep.
And
that's on Cantrell's Creek.
Cantrell's Creek. And then the Ramey Branch Church, everybody's seen it completely almost underwater up to the eaves. And they had to tear their church down. So they've had that expense already.
I think they thought about remodeling, but they seen it was too far from that.
Well, they had some structural damage. It had that water was so swift. People think a flash flood is just up and runs out, but it was very, very swift. You know what it can do.
Absolutely.
But 100% of all money raised will go to these churches. It's not about me. It's about something the good Lord put it on me to do, because we've talked about doing everything for everybody else, and that's great. But our churches, I'm a firm believer, if the head of the community ain't rebuilt, the community will never rebuild.
Absolutely.
They have to have a place of shelter. And like I said, 100% of the funds go to the churches. We've got a board of five people that will sit down and say Red Bush was 20%, Pleasant Valley might be 30%, and then, you know, Ramey Branch is 100% destroyed. Yeah. So we'll sit down and we'll discuss where it goes. But I'd like to reach outside this area, because we've had a lot of churches take money out to the churches themselves, and that's great. But I want to be on here and tell you that a lot of people don't know who I am. You know, a lot of churches don't know who I am. I put 125 flyers on churches from here to Boyd County, to Wolf County, right, and every place. Just
that's
places
good.
I go, I do that. And you don't get to talk to everybody because they're not there. They have got a flyer on their door. They've got all the information. But if you have any questions, and I can tell you this, if you own a lumber yard or block company, and you want to donate that to them,
right now
Ramey Branch is, they're talking about $15,000 just to pour the concrete.
Right.
So, you know, people out there right now, they're trying to rebuild themselves. They can't rebuild that church.
That's true. They need
you
help.
Why don't you give us those numbers again? That's very important.
606-789-4725-859-494-7832. And that's 800 North Mayo Trail, Paintsville, Kentucky, 41240.
That's a good
call. Or any BB&T.
You know, just because the rain's over and the sun's out don't mean the problem's gone away.
No. The problem's still there.
It's still there, and they need your help.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We really appreciate you coming in today.
I thank you all, because I think radio reaches more than I could ever reach. I know the good Lord can reach farther than I can.
Yeah.
I realize what it is to go to a lot of churches.
Jim and I are all about helping in any way we can with these blood victims.
And let me mention one more thing. We also have a fundraiser today. And it runs out at 9 o'clock tonight at Bob Evans. And a lot of people won't stop and get a flyer because they don't understand. They think it's going to cost them money. But what happened is, you go in and you take a flyer and you hand them that flyer. Bob Evans, you don't cost you a thing. Bob Evans will donate 15% of your total bill to this flood
fund.
So, I mean, that's a great thing.
Jim, me and you went in there, that'd be a pretty good donation.
I'm figuring about $100 from you.
But we may have stopped by there, Dave.
Yeah.
But I will say, appreciate you. Dave read this last week on his show.
We're good.
We'll be glad to continue to do it.
Lester, they've got a bucket over there for a concert, and they're taking money up for it.
Well, stop over there at Bob Evans today and pick out some information on it. And again, thank you for your mission and your work on this. We really do appreciate
it. Thank you.
We sure do. You're welcome, Jimmy.
Thanks for coming in, Jimmy. Well, folks, next Saturday, this coming Saturday, Jim, on the Grand Ole Opry.
Grand Ole Opry.
None other is going to be than Mr. Larry Sparks, along with Allison Krauss.
Oh, my.
And I just found out yesterday that Allison really thinks a whole lot of Larry Sparks. She loves his music. So we're going to play you a cut off of Larry Sparks' album, his 50th year album, along with Allison singing with him. And then make sure you tune into the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night and listen to these guys, because they're really good together. Here's Allison Krauss and Larry Sparks.
Troubles and trials often betray those, causing the weary body to stray. But we shall walk beside the still water, with the Good Shepherd leading the way. going up home to live in green pastures, where we shall live and die evermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore.
Have strained word sought by the master, he who once gave his life for the sheep. Out on the mountain, still he is searching, bringing them and far ever to keep. Oh, and left home.
That's your bluegrass album band with Tony Rice and J.D. Crowe. And
Buddy, that was a good music.
Oh, they're good.
And you said they'd be on the Grand Ole Opry.
No, that was...
Oh, that was
the first one, Larry Sparks and Nelson Krauss.
Sorry, Dave.
Wake up, Jim. Hey, there's a... Well, we'll talk about that in a minute, but there's a... Well, I might as well go ahead and talk about it.
Mike, go ahead.
There's a big bluegrass show coming up on Sunday, August the 23rd. And it's to help the folks in Johnson County, kind of similar to Sunday's Best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the bluegrass version, which we're going to play several of the artists today that are on that bill. But listen to this lineup. You've got the Don Rigsby Band. You got Larry Cordell going to be there. The guy that wrote Murder on Music Road, many hits. Turning Ground's going to be there. Hammertown's going to be there. Jason Goebel's going to be there. The Sammy Atkins Band's going to be there. And I know you'll go for this, Jim. Neil James is going to be there from the Turtle Man.
Are you kidding?
No.
Old Neil.
All money collected will go to the flood victims, and the flood victims get in free.
Well, that
if you are a flood victim, you get in free. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Alan Bowling is putting this on. So we want to say thanks to him.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Big time there.
Well, you look at what talent's going to be out there.
Oh, big talent. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we'll plug it again next week, too. Let's talk about our good friends at McCoy's Tree Service, located in Inez, Kentucky. James can do stump removal, tree removal. So if you've been in this flood,
absolutely.
And there's another man, I haven't spoke to him, but I know he's got a heart of gold.
He has, absolutely.
He'll give you a break that you wouldn't believe to do tree removal.
He sure will.
Now, I'm telling you.
All they have to do is get in touch with him.
Yeah. You can phone him at 395-0473 at McCoy's Tree Service. He does tree removal, stump removal, all yard work and all things like that.
Well, he done landscaping for you.
He did. Done a wonderful job.
Wonderful job.
40 years in the business. Got the material and the equipment to do the job. He's worked for our church. He's worked for you. And he did some work for a friend of yours.
For a friend of mine that was tickled to death with him. Yeah. He called, bragged, and bragged on him. How good a job
now,
he done.
Jim and I are known, if we get a job for him, to have him charge you a lot more just to mess with you. And then he tells you the real price. So
just go along with him.
Yeah, just go along with him. He gives you a big
and you will get a good price.
Yeah.
Guarantee you that.
And then we'll get it right for
that's
you.
That's right.
That's
absolutely.
Our good friends at McCoy's, James and Donna, great people out there. And also, we was talking earlier, our good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric. It's going to be tough to talk about them for a while, Jim.
I absolutely
thought so much good. But if you need any plumbing, electric done, go see these folks. They are professionally staffed. They Gary Salt to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They are locally owned, locally operated.
And they've been one of your sponsors for how many years?
They're our oldest sponsor. Let's hear a word. I can't talk about it anymore. Let's hear a good word from Fannin's.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days, right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
All righty, that's a good friend's fan. Jim, I was in here last week. With the principal.
The prince.
From the Little Light Academy over at church.
That's right.
And you know what she done?
What's
she
that?
She said, you sit here, Bowling.
Uh-huh. She's already
practicing. I was already in trouble. So she come up right here,
she
Bowling.
Lined you out
right here, Bowling.
Yeah.
But she come up to me today and she said, I want you to read this on the air.
I've seen her talking to you.
And I said, hey, no problem,
no
Mrs.
Problem.
Sire.
That's right. Miss.
Well, we're talking about the Little Light Academy at the Highland Church of Christ. They're still accepting applications, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
But this Thursday, there will be an open house for the students and the families that are enrolled from 6 to 8 on this Thursday, August the 6th. If you'd like to come by, you're more than welcome to. If you are interested in our program, please stop by and take a look. Application can be filled out that night.
Absolutely.
If you're still, what a great atmosphere for a school.
It sure is.
Pending available space, of course. You can contact the church at 789-6433 for more details. Or you can call Lisa, which I'm going to call her Mrs. Sayer from now on.
Mrs. Sayers.
Because right here, Bolin.
She's earned that, hasn't she?
Right here, Bolin. She's the director over there. So give Lisa a call. We'll go through our church. What a great service that is over there.
That is.
At the Little Light Academy. Now, you've got our church announcements.
I have. I've got August birthdays. On the 3rd is Pam Goble. The 4th, Debbie Sublett and Kaylee Hackney.
Uh-huh.
And the 5th, Sarah Bellhausen Woods. And the 6th, Alice Puckett.
Now, wait a minute. Stop you right there. Did you know Don married up there?
I sure did.
How in the world he got that good-looking woman on
I don't
him?
Know.
And nice woman. I'll never know.
She just, I don't know.
Don,
she might
you're
be
a lucky
she's
man.
A little bit taller than he is, and she just looked over top of him. All right, Dave.
What else you got there?
Got a happy anniversary to Susie and James Blair.
Your wife's called. All righty.
I'm in trouble.
That's the height of Church of Christ Church announcements right there. And
oh, well, we got one more thing Teresa's wanting me to throw out there. Was good luck to all the kids and the teachers.
Yeah, back school starts back this week.
And watch for school buses and kids out beside the road.
This Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Please take that extra time to leave the house and don't be flying.
And pray that God protects all of them.
Yeah. Be careful out there, folks.
That's true.
Going to be you may want to leave 10, 15 minutes early.
That's because it'll be a hectic. This whole week will be until everything kind of gets back into normal.
Watch for those kids.
Absolutely. That's true.
And Sherry Parsons called in, wanted us to tell everyone that August 6th, Ralph Stu is playing in Hyden, Kentucky. And do we have anything to play? We don't, do we?
Yeah, we need to.
Oh, yeah, you got dedication. Oh,
yeah, I was wanting to send that Go Rest High on That Mountain to Susie Edwards, my aunt. She's had some tests done and good test results. And Elman Ratliff, a good friend of mine that had a birthday over the weekend.
Down memory lane I traveled to the time so long ago, where just an old stone chimney stands today. And a little brown-eyed country girl that I used to know, the one I used to call my little old man. Every morning at the daybreak I would hurry down the road, picking flowers every step along the way. Then I put them all together, wrapped up in a paper bow. Pretty flowers for my little old man. I'm going back to find her if I can. Her memory's just more than I can stand. This old world goes round and round, but no other love I found will ever take the place of little old man. She'd be there waiting just like all the time before, not knowing that her family moved away. I'm going back to find her if I can. Her memory's just more than I can stand. This old world goes round and round, but no other love I found will ever take the place of little Laura May. Since she moved away, I've never seen or heard of her since then. But sometimes in the middle of my dreams I slip away, and finally we're together once again. I'm going back to find her if I can. Her memory's just more than I can stand. This whole world goes round and round, but no other love I found will
will ever take the place of little Barmaid.
That's Hammertown. You'll be able to see them over at the Johnson Central High School. That's off their brand new CD, Highways and Heartaches. So they'll be over there on Sunday, August the 23rd, at the Johnson Central High School. Show starts at 1, runs till 6.
With a bunch more.
Along with Don Rigsby, yes. Larry Cordell, Turning Ground, Hammertown, Jason Goebel, Sammy Atkins, and many, many more. So go there and see it. It'll be a good time. Jim, you got a dedication you want to send out to your mother.
I do. And one of her favorite songs was Beulah Land.
Yeah.
And
she got a birthday or anything?
She had a birthday come up the 30th of July.
Amen.
And she had passed away in 1996.
How in the world did she put up with you?
Buddy, I don't know, but she is a special woman. She put up.
They're all special. Right?
Absolutely. She put up to me and four brothers and a little sister, so she done well.
She done good with you, buddy.
And
you're
we
a
all,
good Christian man.
Well, she,
and
she,
your brothers are, too. Right?
Absolutely. She brought us up, right? But, I mean, sometimes you kind of stray, but it's if you always come back.
You always land, though.
Always land there. That's right. But she always, her favorite song was Beulah Land.
Well, we got it by Allison Krauss.
That's
here.
Right. And I'd like to send this out to Betty O'Brien, my late mother.
We'll do it.
There was a good song, Beulah Land. And we was wanting to go ahead and mention our one of our sponsors, Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, a law firm that's just opened up down here in Paintsville. And if you got any papers or any kind of needs for a lawyer, we'd like to ask you to call and check on them. And their phone number is 789-1111. That's easy to remember, isn't it, Seth? Easy to remember.
Yeah, it's real easy.
A good one to go on there. What else have we got lined up going on there, Dave?
Ralph 2.
We want to send that out to Ronnie Webb.
So you're getting quite the fan base here.
Well, when they ask to hear a song, we have to send it to them.
Did you ever think Jim O'Brien would be this hot?
Yeah.
No, not
it's
really.
It's because of weather outside.
Yeah.
It's 100 degrees outside.
You
out
get
there.
Hot when you're messing with that hay, don't you?
Absolutely.
Who are we sending out to? That? I want to send out to Sherry Parson.
Sherry
if
Parson.
You could share the spotlight a little bit.
Well, let's share it. We'll send it out to Sherry Parson. And then we send it out to Ronnie Webb and a good
Ronnie's
friend of mine
a good
just called in, Jerry Bailey.
There you go.
Let's send it out to Jerry, too.
Let's send it out to Seth, too.
Seth, what about that?
Sailing on the sea. Oh, sailing on the sea. Then to be a married girl with a baby on my knee. Oh, with a baby on my knee. Goes to the store and buys, yeah. She goes to the store and buys. Married girl, rocks her cradle and cries. Oh, rocks her cradle and cries. Thank you.
Johnson name. Yeah. She dresses nice and neat. Married girl, a married girl. No shoes on her feet. No. No shoes on her feet.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on their tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That's a good friend, Jones Preston. That's James Andrew down there, yes, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston. You know, Jim,
time.
We've been, I haven't had a chance to read the paper. I saw in there that they're the best between the lakes is in there, so I'm going to get a copy of that.
And we'll see, because they've been picked
every
year.
Oh, they win that
thing
every year.
Yeah.
And Jones Preston.
Jones Preston, best
and,
between the lakes.
We're going to see who won all these and see if
Absolutely.
Any of our sponsors made it.
And we'll make an announcement.
That's
ones
exactly.
That
Jones Preston Funeral Home on the Starfire here in Paintsville. They'll treat you so many ways, one of them is bound to be right.
It has to be the right way.
They can have a celebration of life for you up there.
They sure
can. Of a lost loved one. They can do any type of funeral, Jim, from military to transport, just anything you need. They can take care of you at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
And got plenty of room and accommodations up
they
there.
They do. Give them a call. That's our good friend at Jones Preston. Well, I drove by Conley's the other day, and the liar's bench was full.
I bet it was.
Still ain't
Wallace
got a
wasn't sitting on it,
there,
was he?
You know?
Huh?
Still ain't got a checkerboard.
Well, they're working their way up. They're slow.
Well, I know.
Ain't
well,
got
it took
time right now.
A while to come around, too. I've been trying to tell Wallace out there, if he get a checkerboard, his business would grow twofold.
Twofold. They'd be across the street out there playing on one of those checkerboards. Yeah,
they'd get a game on. It'd be on.
Yeah.
But anyway, any type of tire that you need, and there's no need on running around on bad tires.
Absolutely.
When you go to college, you say, well, I can't afford it. Well, that's not an excuse
they
either.
Fix it.
They got financing available on the spot out there at Colony Tires.
They
and
do.
Not only do they specialize in any type of tire, truck tire, any brand you want out there, Michelin, Goodyear, to whatever you want, just anything you want, any price range you want, they can take care of you. Chris knows what he's doing. He'll quote you a good, fair price. They also sell the good interstate batteries out there.
Yes.
And now, if you walk in there and while asleep, poke him.
Just wake him up.
He'll wake up.
He'll jump
Don't
right
go tell Chris, because Chris will get mad at him.
Chris tries to keep an eye on him.
That's exactly right.
And they also do it front-end alignment.
Oh, Jim, they just got the latest state-of-the-art front-end
sure
alignments
did.
Out there at Conley Tire. And they can do oil changes, just anything you need. I'm going to have to go out there and see if they put a flywheel in my car. I've got a flywheel going.
Well, they could do it. They can do about anything
so
to a vehicle.
I call it Tire. They do a lot of work for me.
Yes, they
and
do.
And they're good people along with it. Been in business fair. Everybody knows them. They're located on the Paintsville Lake Road. And get out there and get on that liar's bench and tell them you want to see a checkerboard out there soon. Or phone them at 297-2424. That's our good friends at Conley Tire. Another band that's going to be out at the Johnson Central benefit show is Coaltown Dixie,
Coaltown
a local favorite.
Dixie.
And we're going to go off with this one. This is my favorite song they do, and it's an old Beatles song.
Old Beatles.
Called I Want to Hold Your
and
Hand.
And the Bluegrass.
Yeah. Haven't you heard it?
I think I have.
It's a good one.
But I'm getting ready to hear it again.
Till we see you next week, remember two things. Well, I want to tell you one thing, too. Watch out for these youngins.
Absolutely. School will be coming up this week.
Yeah. And always, always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always keep the Lord Jesus number one in your life.
And look out for Lester. He's coming on next.
He is.
We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.